master of myself. I will know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best, and I am not inferior. There will be days when I must, in the world, constantly struggle against forces which would tear me down. Those such as despair and sadness are simple to recognize, but there are others which approach with a smile and the hand of a friendship, and they can also destroy me. Against them, too, I must never relinquish control. And with this new knowledge, I will also understand and recognize the moods of him on whom I call. I will make allowances for his anger and irritation of today, for he knows not the secret of controlling his mind. I can withstand his arrows and insults for now. I know that tomorrow he will change and be a joy to approach. No longer will I judge a man on one meeting. No longer will I fail to call again tomorrow on he who meets me with hate today. This day he will not buy gold chariots for a penny. Yet tomorrow he would exchange his home for a tree. My knowledge of his secret will be my key to great wealth. Henceforth, I will recognize and identify the mystery of moods in all mankind and in me. From this moment, I am prepared to control whatever personality awakes in me each day. I will master my moods through positive action, and when I master my moods, I will control my destiny. I will become master of myself.